Hi, I'm Jim Hale. I'm the pastor of the Saratoga Chapel. We're located in Ballston Lake, New York, and I'm your pastor for today. You buy your first home. You have a mortgage from the bank, and you have a loan from your mom and dad. Through the years, it becomes harder and harder to make both payments. You're struggling. One day, there's a telephone call from your mom and dad. They say, "We are forgiving the loan." How did you feel? Did you have a tremendous sense of joy? Have you ever had a joy like that when you thought about forgiveness of sins? There's a song, "My sins, oh, the bliss of this glorious thought, my sins, not in part, but the whole, have been nailed to the cross, and I bear them no more. Praise the Lord, oh, my soul." Some people sing that song and they're filled with a great joy, sins forgiven. Is that true for you? Have you ever felt that kind of joy over your sins being forgiven? In Luke 18, Jesus is talking about forgiveness of sins. He speaks about two men who go to pray. One man is a Pharisee, and he's proud, and he comes and he stands, he has confidence, and he begins to congratulate himself and says, "Thank you, God, that I'm not like other men." And then he goes on to say, "And here are the things that I do. I fast twice a week, and I tithe from everything that I have." What he's saying is that I do more than you have even commanded. So he is proud and he's confident. He's convinced himself that he is absolutely right with God. The second man is different, the tax collector. He comes, his whole posture is different. He stands away from everyone else. He doesn't feel superior, he feels inferior. And he has a hard time even lifting his head up. He's looking down and he's beating his chest. He's in emotional turmoil. He's struggling. And then he prays. And his prayer helps us to understand where joy in the forgiveness of sin comes from. He says, "God, be merciful to me, a sinner." He calls himself a sinner, and then he says, "Be merciful to me." And he's asking not just that God would show compassion and sympathy at his own profoundly miserable condition, but what he's asking for comes from Leviticus chapter 16. It's a word that's used to describe atonement. And the picture behind his request is the high priest taking the blood from the sacrifice, sprinkling the mercy seat in order to cover the sin of God's people, to make atonement for them. What this man was asking for was that God would cover his sins, would cleanse him from his sin, so that God would remove the righteous wrath and judgment that his sins deserved from him. And Jesus says that man went home justified, accepted by God. Joy in forgiveness of sins comes from this deep desire to have your sins cleansed and covered and removed. The question that I've got for all of us is, have you ever felt that way about your sin? Have you ever felt that way about your sin? "I can't cleanse it away. I can't cover it. I can't satisfy and pay what it deserves. I need an atonement." And when you begin to think and feel that way, and you look to Jesus and you realize that he is God's gift to bring you cleansing, removal of sin, then you're in a position to begin to experience that joy.